Islamic interpretation of life. Two phases of life. Man is a pleasure-seeking being. He has an abundance of desires and thus seeks to create a world where he may fulfill all of them. Yet there is no one who can achieve that goal. Everyone is destined to die with desires unfulfilled. This destiny, however, is special to man. No other creature shares this fate. The physical world, the mountains, the rivers, the stars, etc., have no desires at all, saving them from the problem of unfulfilled wants. Animals as well are not much different from the physical world in this regard. Their desires are very limited. For example, their desire for food is limited in scope to the immediate present. Animals have no concern for tomorrow and do not desire to store food for tomorrow. They require food for the moment, and that is achievable to them. So, when they die, there is not a single regret in their existence. They have no cause for lamenting. I have failed to achieve what I wanted to achieve. Then why is it exceptionally the case for man that even so-called superachievers feel, at their moment of death, that their life was a case of missed opportunities? They wanted so much yet achieved so little. What is worse, they are compelled to leave even those little achievements in this world and proceed to an unknown destination completely alone. Why this tragic state of affairs? The reason, according to Islam, is that man is born with a dual personality. Intellectually, he is unlimited in capability, but physically, he is a limited being. This disparity in his inner nature causes the problem. After great labor, man acquires much wealth, but he dies without completely enjoying it. He builds his dream house. Yet sadly, upon entering it, he feels unable to fully enjoy it due to his limitations and disadvantages. Any conceivable thing that he obtains is inherently imperfect, whereas man is intellectually a perfectionist. After experiencing each new goal that he has so long sought to achieve, he desires it no more, because after achieving it he realizes that this latest goal too is less than perfect. If man were to live according to his physical being, then there would be no problem with this world. Man would live like an animal with some limited kind of immediate desires and would die without any feeling of failure for not achieving his desires. Herein Islam provides the silver lining for man. If nature could create a world that satisfies man's physical needs, then logically it must be capable of creating a world that suits his intellectual needs. This world for the intellect exists, but with only one difference. The world according to his physical nature was given to him for his pre-death period of life, and the world according to his intellectual needs will be given to him for his post-death period of life. So according to Islam, man's life is like an iceberg. This life is just the visible portion. The life beyond is like the vast hidden part of an iceberg. Thus, there is no need for man to fall prey to frustration. Adopt a twofold plan for your life, one based on your needs of the present world, and the other according to your needs of the future world. So, a successful life in this world is one based on the following concept, that the present life is where we can only sow, and we shall harvest in the next world. If we were to plant a seed in the morning with the hope of enjoying the fruit by dinner time, we are sure to be frustrated. Had we planned to reap the fruit 100 years from now, however, then we would not meet any frustration, for frustration is but the name of misplaced hope. The problem for man thus lies not in the nature of life but in his concept of life. Is there any proof of the existence of a world, as envisaged by Islam, other than this world? Yes, there is a clear proof. The Quran says that the present world itself is sufficient proof of the future world. If God could create the present world in all its complexity, then there is no room left to doubt his capability of creating the next world. The Quranic call, in brief, is that man should take the present world as an opportunity to develop in himself such a divine personality that is deserving of permanent residency in the eternal world of paradise. A world that the Quran praises as a house that lies neighbor to none other than God Almighty Himself. A successful life in this world is one based on the concept, the present life is where we can only sow, and we shall harvest in the next world. If we plant a seed in the morning with the hope of enjoying the fruit by dinner time, we are sure to be frustrated.